Gee, if you can throw on a storm, the western suburbs can do it, Gary.
Yeah, look, I left the sales here about 5:30 yesterday afternoon and heading home. I live at Camden, so
yeah.
And I could see it coming. There were some massive strikes of lightning, and I was panicking because Time to Rain absolutely hates thunder and lightning. He'll do three-quarter pace around his stable. He's that frightened of it. So, lucky enough, we knew it was coming, and the boys were in there holding him and keeping him under control. And, and there was no, you know, of course, you envisage all the injuries horses can do to themselves, you know, and we got an odds-on favourite in the first. And anyway, he had a good night, and then I think about 9 o'clock, Greg Miles, my foreman, said that the Chinese New Year started lighting up their crackers,
so he had
to go back out there at 9 o'clock last night to look after him. So
nice and happy there.
He'll have to make sure if he gets the money today that Greg gets a good drink out of it, that's for sure.
Yeah, exactly. 32 mil, I mean, you know this track pretty good. It's just heavy eight, they're saying. A couple of jockeys were on it this morning. What's your feel about the day, given that it's going to warm up when that sun gets out?
I spoke to the riders and they said it feels good underfoot, though. It's not that real loose sort of track. And I think the rain that came last night, from what I understand, was very fast. It came quick and may have run off the track. And mate, we haven't had any rain here for a little while. The track was pretty firm, I thought, you know, leading up to today. So it'll be a drying track, which will be perfect, I think.
Yep.
Just talking about Time to Rain, has he had a change of ownership since his last run?
Yes, we've had the Kitchwin Hills have bought a small share in the horse in the last week, so hopefully we could do them proud today as well.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, that's
and
good.
Neil Werrett and Max Whitby are part of that deal as well, I suppose.
That's right. Yeah.
How's he returned?
Seems good. I think what you've seen is what I've seen. He trialled really well, I thought, the other day. We wanted to try and teach him to relax in the trial. It's a no good experiment on race day.
Yeah,
He was a bit keen for the first 200, and then when the speed clicked up around the corner, he was able to come off the bit a bit and relax. And I was glad that Tim just gave him a little bit of a shake-up late, because I believe two-year-olds, you've got to teach them to win. They've got to have an ego. Mm-hmm. He gave him a little squeeze, and he really accelerated the line really nicely and was strong past the post. On Tuesday morning, we gave him a nice workout to get on the course proper with Exceltic, and they were supposed to just have a nice working gallop together. And the last 50, he just put his head in front and dragged him past the other horse. And that's, you know,
good sign.
It's a good sign from a two-year-old. He wouldn't have done that last campaign. He would have just stayed with the other horse. And the fact that now he knows he has to be in front where the winning post is, showed up on Tuesday morning. So hopefully he does it again today.
His first win, I think, was on a soft seven as well.
Yeah, it was quite a soft track. At Randwick, and I think the pedigree suggests that he should handle the wet.
Yeah, for sure.
So everything seems positive. He wins today. What's the plan leading into the slipper?
Look, I'm just going to keep it simple, just fortnight by fortnight. Yeah. We'll go to the Silver Slipper, the Todman, and hopefully we're there on the day at our peak.
Be some old race, this Silver Slipper.
I think this year looks like it's going to be one of the best slippers we've seen for a long time. It's like a bunch of great horses.
It might be the golden slipper.
It might be. Just on, we saw him pre-Christmas and he was up and about and you got the prize money, takes away the pressure of rushing it late. Is he a changed horse even with a couple of weeks in the paddock?
Definitely. He's grown a heap. He's got quite tall. You wouldn't believe how much he's developed since a yearling. He's a beautiful horse, and just his mannerisms, you can see he's a more confident horse, and he was a late foal too. I think he was like a November foal, so he's done a good job to get up and get going the way he has. And when they're natural speedsters and they're two-year-olds that can gallop, my job is to facilitate that. And so far we've got, like I said, the prize money to get us into the slipper, so now we can sort of hopefully get the money today, but have him really peaking on the day. There's no pressure on us to get qualified.
Yeah.
Single Bullet. You're on top of him now.
You're old, mate.
Yeah. I was back on him the other day.
I heard that.
I was a little bit worried about the map for him today, but I think that's offset now with this rain.
Could do. I think they might spread out a little bit, and I'm hoping that he can... Yeah, he usually... All of his runs here, he's race keen. But he has had blinkers on in the past. So today, I'm hoping he maps just behind the speedsters. He didn't get back too far to the day of the 1,000.
No.
I think... You've just got to ride him where he's comfortable, and his work's been brilliant, and he's ready to turn up again today.
Okay, and obviously the rain overnight has really done probably a tick for your runners, really, wouldn't it?
Yeah, definitely, definitely. We were looking to. I was actually wishing the sprinklers would come on yesterday afternoon. I kept watching the track, and little did I know there was an inch of rain over the mountains about to hit. But
single bullet. We're just watching it on our TV. The win. Take us through just your quick thoughts here.
Yeah, look, I had a lot of respect for the leader, but I heard the trainer's comments just before the race that he was looking for a wet track and he hadn't galloped him much. So I thought that maybe the last 100 we might be able to get him with the 11 or 12 kilo pull. And I mean, great to have such a top class horse in your photo, isn't it? You know, what a good horse he is, Jungle Edge. You know, he's been in all the Group Ones, and so the owners were wrapped. But you know, look, he just seems like when he's on this horse, he can catch whatever's in front of him. You know, his race form as a three-year-old was enormous. He just kept running into superstars on the way up. And I think sometimes horses learn to be pack horses after a while too, you know.
Sure.
So now he's learned how to win, and hopefully the home track here, he
can do it again.
He can do it again, yeah.
And Robbie's had a ride on him now, and he's riding so well, and he'd have confidence in the horse now.
Yeah, definitely. The claim helps, and as I say, he's probably going to be out off the if it's cutting up out there, he's going to be out in the better going, and he'll know how to put him into the race now.
And just on Warwick Farm itself, I mean, you're based out here with your stable and like. We're hoping that the Western has really come out today, because it is a lot of energy, not only prize money, but a lot of energy has gone into today, hasn't it?
Definitely. I think last year was a good weekend. Anyone that came last year will be here again.
Yep.
We've actually had a meeting promoted well out here, so they do know there's a meeting on at Warwick Farm.
Yeah.
That'll help. And you've got the big sales complex coming, the sales starting tonight. It's just our big meeting, and hopefully, like you say, that all the locals do turn up, showcase what we've got out here at Warwick Farm, and maybe if we do showcase what we can do, we might get a few more Saturday meetings here.
Yeah, understand.
Your other runner's Exceltic. He's been beaten by a couple of nice types of late, but this is a pretty hot race as well.
Yeah, it is. I'm just hoping that they fill the heavy track with 100 to go. he's very honest. That's one thing about him, this fella. And his sectionals have been unbelievable his last two runs. I think he's ran 33 neat these last two runs. You don't do that unless you've got ability, and they've been over 1,100. Last week, he got behind two slow ones, had to come back to get to the outside. By this stage, the winner was off and gone. I think if he had his time again, he probably gets off the fence before the corner, gets on the back of the favourite and follows into the race, and maybe we finish a lot closer. And then we would have been talking about his run probably as a chance today. So he's got the race fitness, and if they turn on up front, be looking for the Laurel Oak colours, because he'll be flying home.
Mm.
All right, mate. Well, we wish you the best. Thanks for dropping in. And I'm glad that you've done all the precautions with those storms with time to rain. It sounds like he just needed a bit of love last night.
Yeah, look, mate, I've got to appreciate my team that look after the horses at home, because, you know, that's what they do. They love their horses, and they knew the storm was coming. They were ready for it, and
they stayed back.
They kept him safe and sound for the punters and owners today.
I wondered what Greg Miles was doing after race calling. I now know he's looking after your team, mate.
Well, his nickname's Cracker. We can't say that around the horse because he hates them. So
it's a different Greg Miles, but he's done a fine job by the sound.
Fantastic.
Good on you, Gary. Good luck today with all of them,
thanks,
mate.
Guys.
Good
Thank
on you.
You.